Almost every weekday morning, I engage in one of my favorite rituals, dropping the boys off at school. My 10-year-old son, Connor, goes to one school, and he is long past the days of his dad walking him in. So we pull up in the circle, he opens the door and steps out, and I tell him the same thing every single morning. Love you. Learn stuff. Hunter is my 8-year-old. I drop him off next because his school is closer to the church where I work. Thankfully, he still enjoys his dad walking him in. And so I park the car and we get out and he grabs my hand before I reach for his. I know this will change someday, but you can bet I'm enjoying it now. I walk him into the lobby area. We used to go all the way to the classroom, but that was years ago. For this second grader, the lobby is the established point of departure. The handshake transforms into a brief hug, and I say what I've always said to him since his very first day of preschool. Love you. Learn stuff. One morning back in late April, there was a slight change. As we got to the lobby, I asked if I could take him all the way to his class. Without hesitation, he said yes. But he let go of my hand. An unspoken compromise, I'm guessing, for my special request. That's fine. We walked down the hallway and I playfully grabbed for his head and he juked me in the same way he's accustomed to doing with me on the basketball court at home. When we got to his classroom, I gave him a quick hug. I said my thing and watched him take his seat before turning and heading back to the car in the parking lot. Maybe he knows the reason I asked to walk him to his class was because on that very April morning somewhere in Boston, there was a father who wasn't able to do the same thing with his 8-year-old son. Maybe he knows that, maybe he doesn't. If I had to guess, I imagine he's aware at some level because children are much more perceptive than we give them credit for, and because my wife and I made the decision after the Noontown shootings that our boys were old enough to know that trying to shield them from stuff like the bombings at the Boston Marathon finish line was futile in an age when our children are almost as electronically plugged in as we are. What is most important is that as a family we can talk about our fears and our concerns and that we know we're all in this together. I am so tired of the sick, numbing ritual our society seems to be engaging in more and more these days. The sudden, out-of-nowhere breaking news. The multitasking of watching cable news and scanning Facebook and Twitter feeds, trying to piece together a puzzle whose final picture we already know we will not want to see. The increasing injury and death counts scrolling at the bottom of the screen. The names and pictures and faces and personal stories of ended lives, and the inevitable movie music star benefit concert televised live on a Friday night with the 88 number scrolling on the television. I'm tired of the ritual of having one more location stripped of its innocence. Tired of the thought, here we go again. It is a ritual that I hate and despise, and sadly one that is feeling more and more familiar. Which is why I so desperately need the other rituals. The ritual of going to work, of having dinner with my family, of running 3 miles in the morning, of listening to and performing music, of checking in on a homebound church member, of writing a sermon, of enjoying a lunch date with my wife, of gathering with the church family on Sunday mornings, and of dropping my sons off at school and saying, love you, learn stuff. These rituals are the important ones, if for no other reason than they're the very ones that those who enact mass violence want most to disrupt. They want me to be afraid of going to schools, shopping malls, and movie theaters, to summer youth camps and marathon finish lines, and to the next unknown place where some unspeakable tragedy will happen. They want me to live in fear. I am not going to give them that pleasure. I'm going to keep dropping my boys off at school and doing the other routines that I love, because love is always greater than fear. Always. And you better believe I'm going to hold my son's hand as long as he will let me.